sing the psalm.
特别刚刚胡元弟兄所分享，他稍微尝到那个地狱火湖的滋味。
Especially brother just shared that he tasted a little bit of the fire in the fire lake.
我们相信从弟兄的心里头，他真是感恩。
We believe our brother is full of thanksgiving.
因为知道神为我们预备一个更美好的家乡。
And knowing that God prepared an even more wonderful home.
我们知道再不久我们都要去。
We know that soon we all return home.
但是这个家是不是我们将来到那个时候才去呢？
Is it a home that we will go in the future?
我相信在我们蒙恩得救的那一刻，我们就已经回家了。
I believe the moment after we receive the grace, we return home.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想诗篇第九十篇。
This morning, we would like to meditate upon Psalm 90.
特别是一转眼之间到了2014年的最后一个月。
So time flies almost. This is the last month of 2014.
当我在我主面前预备寻求的时候，主就一篇诗篇给了我。
As I pray and seeking before the Lord gave me this psalm.
所以愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想，一同在主的面前来领受主所要对我们说的话。
I would like to meditate with brother sister and see, receive what Lord wanted to give us.
好，诗篇第九十篇，我们从第一节读到第十七节。
Psalm 90 from verse 1 to 17.
我读一节，请姐妹读一节。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains was brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
你使人归于尘土，说，你们世人要归回。
You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of man.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如一根。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it's past, and like a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草。
You carry them away like a flood, they are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it's cut down and withers.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all of our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength there are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad, O good days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have done evil.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to your children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
让我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
主，让我们一同纪念你在我们身上所施的恩惠，我们实在是将满心感谢赞美都来归给你。
As we remember all the grace you have given us, we offer our heart that full of thanksgiving.
主，今天我们成了何等的人。
How man we have become today.
都是你的恩典所造成。
It's all because of your grace.
使我们在地上成为一般彰显你恩典的人。
May we all become the people who can glorify your grace.
早晨也求你在我们那智慧和启示的灵。
Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，叫我们能够懂算我们的日子。
We may understand how to measure our days.
主，叫我们在回家的路上，我们真是能够来显明你的荣耀。
So we may manifest your glory on our way home.
我们早晨仰望你继续的恩待怜悯我们。
Look upon your mercy.
求你向我们的心说话。
Speak to our heart.
赐给我们有那智慧的心。
Give us a heart of wisdom.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想我们每个人都非常喜欢诗篇。
I believe everybody likes to read Psalm 90.
因为诗篇常常能够说出我们里头的感觉。
Oh, Psalms. Because the Psalms often speaks of our feeling.
我们知道整卷的诗篇里头有150篇大多是大卫所写的。
We know that most of the Psalms, about 150 Psalms, were written by David.
但其中的诗篇第90篇呢，它是摩西所写。
Psalm 90 was written by Moses.
这边有一个标题说到这篇诗篇是神人摩西的祈祷。
It says a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
所以这首诗篇也是在150篇的诗篇当中最古老的一篇诗篇。
So the Psalm 90 is the one of the earliest Psalms.
他这边讲到神人摩西的祈祷。
Here it says it's a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
这篇诗篇应该是他差不多是在他带领以色列人出埃及在旷野40年之后那段时间所写的。
This psalm was most likely written during the time when Moses was leading Israelites out of Egypt, and then they were wandering in the wilderness.
而这首诗篇跟我们今天蒙恩的基督徒非常有关系。
And this psalm is very closely to the Christians.
一方面，他说到是神人摩西的祈祷。
On one hand, it says it's a prayer of Moses the God.
这边中文我们想到神人的时候，我们常常会想到是一个特别属灵的人。
When we think of son of, we think it must be a very spiritual man. Spiritual great man.
但其实呢，它英文的翻译更直接，神人意思就是属神的人。
And the English translation is more straightforward. The son of man is a son of man. The son of God is a, man of God is a man of God.
其实就和我们一样。
It's just like us.
因为我们都是主他用宝血所买赎回来归给神。
Because we all redeemed, by God with great price.
我们是主他用他的生命所买赎了。
We all purchased, with his life.
我们理当是属神的一般人。
We ought to be the man of God.
所以这里神人摩西的祈祷也应当是我们的祈祷。
So here, the prayer of Moses, also need to become our prayer.
应该是所有属神之人应该有的一个真心的一个祈祷。
This should be our true, full, prayer for those who belong to God.
我刚刚提到这篇诗篇可能是在摩西带领以色列百姓出了埃及在旷野40年之后所写的。
I just mentioned this psalm was most likely written during the time in the wilderness.
摩西和以色列人当日所经历的那大而可畏的旷野就和今天我们在这世上生活是一样的。
When Moses lead Israelites pass through the great and terrible wilderness, just like us today, we live in this world.
不仅充满了艰难，充满了危险。
It's full of difficulties and dangers.
就像我们今天所生活这样一个世界里头。
Just like the world today.
而在他们在旷野中行走的40年当中。
as they walk in the wilderness for 40 years,
虽然环境充满艰难和困苦，
even they were full of dangers and difficulties,
但感谢神借着云柱火柱与百姓同在，
but thank Lord, God was with them through the pillar of cloud and fire.
今天我们在这世界大而可畏的世界里头生活，
as we live in this great and terrible world,
同感谢神借着圣灵与我们同在，
we thank Lord that the Lord is with us through the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在这篇诗篇里头，跟我们今天如何在这样一个世上生活是非常有关系的。
We see this psalm is closely related to our life today.
而在这篇诗篇一开始，摩西他就有这样的一个宣告。
And then at the beginning of the psalm, Moses had such a proclamation.
他说：“主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
He says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations."
这里说到一件事情，就是神是他们的居所。
It speaks one thing: God has become their dwelling place.
我们知道当时神借着摩西带领他的百姓离开了埃及。
We know that God led Israelites out of Egypt through Moses.
他们本来在埃及那里虽然是为奴，但是他们的家是在埃及那里。
Even though there were slaves in Egypt, but their home was in Egypt.
在当神把他们当的百姓从埃及领出来了之后，
As the Lord led his people out of Egypt,
他们当野。
And when they arrived in the wilderness,
他们心中就有一个问题。
They had a problem.
那他们的家是在哪里？
Where is their home?
难道这旷野是他们的家吗？
Is the wilderness their home?
他们知道不是。
They knew it wasn't.
他们知道神要将他们带进到那应许地，就是迦南美地。
They knew in their heart that God will lead them to the promised land.
所以当他们在旷野行走的时候，
as they walk in the wilderness,
他们知道这旷野不是他们的家。
They knew the wilderness is not their home.
埃及也不应该是他们的家。
And Egypt is also not their home.
因为他们清楚知道神将他们从那为奴之地已经拯救出来。
Because they clearly know in their heart that God already saved them out of this slavery land.
这和我们今天不是非常相像的吗？
Isn't the same?
在我们蒙恩得救之前，
Before we saved,
我们乃是在这世上以世界为家的一般人。
We all consider this world as our home.
因为我们不知道我们往哪里去。
Because we didn't know when.
所以我们在这世上生活的日子，我们就以世界为家。
So as we live in this world, we feel like the world is our home.
但是就如刚刚这首诗歌所告诉我们的，
Just like this song we sung,
这世界并非我们的家。
The world is not our home.
希伯来书十一章第十三节告诉我们，
And Hebrew chapter 11:13 tells us,
我们在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
We are strangers and pilgrims.
我们不过是经过这个短暂的这个在世上的一生的日子。
We are just passing through.
对于信神的人而言，
For the people who believe God,
我们知道神为我们预备一个更美好的家乡。
God has prepared an even more beautiful home.
所以我们看见在这里，摩西他所宣告的，他说：“主，你世世代代做我们的居所。”
And here Moses proclaimed that.God, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
摩西在这里乃是告诉我们说，神是家。
And here Moses wanted to let us know that God is our home.
这个宣告，他说世世代代。
And here in this proclamation, it mentioned all generations.
他从亚伯开始。
It started from Abel.
到以诺。
To Enoch.
到挪亚。
Noah.
到亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
一直说到了摩西他自己。
Until Moses himself.
他在这里宣告说，神是我们的家。
And he proclaimed that God is being our dwelling place.
不仅如此，
Not only so.
他还往后面的世代说。
And then through the in the future generation.
一直说到包括我们这些信神而以神为家的一般人。
It also includes all those who believe God and consider God as our home.
我们记得当主耶稣来到地上公开执事的。
We all know that when Jesus started his public ministry.
当有一天施洗约翰看见他行走的时候，
When John Baptist saw Jesus walking by.
施洗约翰在那里宣告说：“看哪，神的。”
And then John the Baptist proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以在当时呢，就有两个施洗约翰的门徒。
The two disciples of John the Baptist.
他们看见了主耶稣。
When they saw Jesus,
他们听见他们的老师这样的宣告说， 这位耶稣就是神的羔羊。
When they hear his teacher said the this Jesus is the Lamb of God，
他们立刻就起来跟随耶稣。
They rose up immediately and followed Jesus。
当主耶稣看见他们跟着他的时候
，When Jesus saw they were following him，
主耶稣问他们说：“你们要什么
？”And ask what you want。
他们的回答就很奇怪。
Their answer is very strange。
那两个门徒就跟主耶稣讲说：“夫子在哪里住
？”And where you stay？
所以弟兄姐妹，这说出了我们认识主耶稣是神羔羊的人。
So here it actually speaks of the people who truly know that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我们心里面应该有一个思想说他在哪里住。
We should have this thoughts.
我们应该有心愿说我们愿意与他同住。
We should have this heart that we are willing to dwell with the Lord.
所以当主耶稣对他们两个对这两个门徒说你们来看的时候，
When Jesus told those two disciples that come and see,
他们就与主耶稣同住。
And they remained.
弟兄姐妹，我们发现认识耶稣是神羔羊的人。
And for those who truly know Jesus is the Lamb of God,
我们应该有一个感觉说哪里是我们的家。
We all should have the sense of where is our home.
所以在这里，摩西告诉我们说，神是我们的居所。
And here Moses told us that God is our dwelling place.
居所就说到了家。
Dwelling place refers to a home.
这是所住的地方。
It's our dwelling place.
这是我们安息的地方。
It's the place we can receive rest.
所以这里摩西清楚地告诉我们说，神是我们的家。
And here Moses clearly told us that God has been our dwelling place.
神应该是我们所住的地方。
God should be our dwelling place.
而且呢，为什么神他可以做我们永远居住的地方？
Why God can become our eternal dwelling place?
他为什么能够世世代我们的居所呢？
Why he has been our dwelling place in all generations?
这里神人摩西说，因为从亘古到永远你是神。
Because Moses mentioned that from everlasting to everlasting you are God.
所以我们看见我们在地上我们可能也有有我们的居所。
And we also know that on this earth we also have our dwelling place.
比方说我们都是从台湾从中国来到美国。
For example, we all came from mainland and Taiwan.
来美国之前，我们在亚洲，我们有我们的居所。
Before we came to America, we also have our home.
来到美国以后，我们或许有搬迁，但是呢，我们总是有一个所谓这个永久居住的地址。
Even though after we came to America, we move around, but we should always have a permanent address.
特别我们常常填资料，对你们找工作的时候啊，都要填什么这个 permanent address。Permanent address 就你的永久住址是什么？
Sometimes when we're filling out some forms, and then we should give the permanent address.
我想我们来美国有一段你就知道。
For the people who live here for a while.
这个永久住址啊，并不永久。
All know that this permanent address is actually not very permanent.
我们家算是搬家搬的比较少的。
We move not very frequently.
我们大概也有四五个那个所谓的这个永久的住址。
We actually had a four or five permanent addresses.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当认识到这世界并非我们的家。
We all should know that this world is not our home.
我们所住的永久住址并不是我们永远的家。
And the permanent address we refer to actually is not our permanent.
对于我们信主的人而言。
And for those who believe God.
我们应当有一个永远的家。
We need to have a real permanent home.
就是我们的神。
This is our God.
因为他从亘古到永远他是神。
Because from everlasting to everlasting,
只有住在他里面的那个住址呢才是永远的。
Only the address that in God can be permanent.
所以这并不是说到说等到将来我们有一天要离开这个世界我们才搬到我们这个永久的住址。
It doesn't mean that when we leave this world, then we can move to this permanent.
当我们认识了神当我们信了神之后
After we believe God,
神他就是我们的居所。
God has become our dwelling place.
我们就应当已经搬到这个永久的住址里头。
We have already moved to this permanent address.
因为我们的神他是永远的神。
Because our God is everlasting.
弟兄姐妹早晨盼望我们能够在这点观念上面我们能够清楚。
I hope we all clear about this.
我们不是等到将来离世的时候我们才回家。
It's not when we actually leave this world, then we return to home.
我们今天就能够回家。
Today we are able to return.
我们今天就能够住在神里面。
Today we are able to dwell in God.
这边接下来神人摩西他告诉我们。
Also, here, the man of God Moses continues say.
他说我们世人呐、啊、都要归于尘土。
It says, man, you turn man to destruction.
因为我们知道是尘土造了我们。
We know God created man with dust.
所以我们这个肉身呢，终究是要归于尘土。
We know that our flesh will turn to dust.
但是我们的灵魂的归宿是什么呢
？Where is where our soul will go？
这里呢是提醒我们说，神他要做我们的家。
Here it reminds us that God will become our home.
他要做我们灵魂的归宿。
He will become the home of our soul.
这里摩西特别提醒我们一件事情。
Moses especially mentioned.
一方面，我们看见从亘古到永远，我们的神他是神。
On one hand, we see that from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
另一方面，摩西叫我们看见我们这些从尘土所造的人，我们在世上的一生是何等的短暂。
And on the other hand, Moses also reminded us, for man who made with dust, our whole life is so momentarily.
他说他们如睡一觉。
And he said they are like sleep.
早晨他们如生长的草。
In the morning, like a grass which grows up.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning, flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it cut down and withers.
弟兄姐妹，这岂不就是我们一生的写照吗
？And is this the reflection of our whole?
特别到我们中间，在我们中间还有许多是比较年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Among us, there are some young brothers and sisters.
哎呀，我们觉得现在我们是生气勃勃。
We feel like we flourish.
我们觉得我们前面的人生还有大好的一个前途。
We have a bright future.
但是我们看见我们在神的面前，我们的一生岂不过就像是睡一觉一样
？And actually, before God, our whole life is like a sleep.
连一天都算不上。
And even our whole life even cannot be counted as one day.
我们才觉得我们才在早晨在生长一样。
We feel like we grow up in the morning.
我们觉得我们受了好多的教育，学习世上好多的东西。
We receive so much education.
我们正准备在世界上有大好前途的时候。
We are ready to dive in our bright future.
诗篇提醒我们说，到了晚上，就是一天之间而已。到了晚上，好像就要被割一样。
Some reminded us within a day, in the evening, we are cut off.
我过去这几年有机会在礼拜四和新南区的年长弟兄姐妹一同聚会。
In the past few years, I had opportunity to gather with the elderly brothers in the brothers sisters in the West Office.
在我们中间啊，有好几位是九十多岁了。
And among us, there were several elderly brothers and sisters in their 90s.
大多数是七十岁、八十岁。
And most of them on 90s, 80s.
我在他们中间算是最年轻的。
And I'm the one of the youngest.
其实我也不年轻。
I'm not that young.
但他们常常提到一件事情。
But they also often mention one thing.
等他们到了晚上的时候。
In the evening.
就是这里所说的晚上的时候。
And here in the evening.
他们感觉上觉得这一生过得好快。
They feel like their whole life fly by.
觉得好像。昨天前天才二三十岁。
So you feel like it was just like yesterday when they were 20s and 30s.
好像早生长的草一样。
So, just like the grass that flourish in the morning.
怎么一转眼都枯干了。
In a sight of and all withers.
他们手里他们拿圣经都觉得很重的。
And they feel like holding the Bible in their hand seems so heavy.
看见到了晚上的时候就枯干那个力气就衰竭。
And then they lose their strength, and in the evening they withers.
所以你们摩西在这里给我们要让我们看见一幅什么样的图画呢
？Moses show us a illustration.
他是要叫我们有一颗敬畏神的心。
To cause us to have a heart of a fearful heart.
在这位永远神的面前。
Before this eternal God.
我们的一生实在是在神的面前真是算不得什么。
So our whole life counts nothing.
我们一生所充满的不过就是劳苦叹息。
Our whole life is just the labor and sorrow.
转眼成空。
And it flies away.
就如传道书所说的虚空的虚空。
Just like, the, 传道书是吗？
传道书。
Excel, yeah. It's a vanity of vanities.
好。在这里摩西要借着我们在地上短暂的一生和永远的神一个相比较之下，我们能够对神产生一个敬畏的心。
So Moses compare our temporary life to eternal God, so may cause us to have a fearful God, fearful heart.
在我们蒙恩得救之前
，Before we receive grace，
我们知道我们是生在最终、长在最终的一般人。
We were born in sin and grown up in sin.
我们在世上原是那悖逆之子。
We are on the sign of disobedience.
我们不认识神。
We didn't know God.
我们抵挡神。
We sin against God.
但是神极大的怜悯。
By the great mercy of God.
在他所量定的时候。
And according to His day, in His day.
他叫我们能够晓得他的怒气。
To cause us know the power of His anger.
他将我们的罪孽摆在他的面前。
He has set all our iniquities before Him.
他将我们的隐恶摆在他的面光之中。
And our secret sins in the light of His countenance.
弟兄姊妹，这是神极大的怜悯。
This is His great grace.
不然的话，我们仍然活在我们的罪恶之中。
Whereas we still remain in our iniquities.
我们就不能够按着神所当得的敬畏他。
So we are not able to the fear of God as the so as His wrath.
所以我们知道，当主所量定的时候，
So in God's days,
圣灵就在我们心中。叫我们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in us, so that he causes us to convict the world of sins, of the righteousness, and of the judgment.
是圣灵在里头开启了我们。
And it's the Holy Spirit opens us.
叫我们看见到原来我们的过犯乃是在神的面前。
So to cause us to see that all our iniquities are actually before God.
叫我们看见我们所有的罪孽都在神的面光之中。
All our secret sins is in the light of His presence.
好叫我们能够在他面前能够降卑。
So that we may humble ourselves.
好叫我们在他面前能够接受他儿子在十字架所成就的救赎，成为我们的救恩。
So we may receive the salvation that His Son accomplished on the cross.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救的起头。
This is our starting point of our salvation.
就当我们认识到原来我们的过犯、我们的罪孽都是在神前。
So we may know that all iniquities and secret sins are in the light of God's presence.
然而感谢神。
But thank God.
因着他的儿子在十字架所成就的救赎。
Because of the salvation that His Son accomplished on the cross.
我们的过犯和罪孽在神面前得了饶恕。
So all our iniquities and sins have been forgiven.
我们就回家了。
We return home.
在过去这礼拜二，有一个机会和弟兄姐妹去看望一个癌末的病人。
Last Tuesday, I had an opportunity to visit a terminate cancer patient.
这个病人他是从马里兰州来到我们这边 MD Anderson 来做癌症的治疗。
He came to MD Anderson for cancer treatment.
因为是淋巴癌的关系。发现的时候已经扩散。
He discovered his cancer in a very late age.
后来
in a late stage.
后来医院也用各样的方式，甚至于尝试着干细胞移植，也都没有成功。
The hospital tried all means try to cure the cancer.
但在过去的几个月的当中，有弟兄姐妹到医院里去看望他。
You know, past a few weeks, there were some brothers sisters came to hospital to visit this.
有弟兄姐妹将神的福音，将主耶稣基督的救恩告诉了他。
And then some brothers sisters preached gospel and God's salvation to him.
所以他和他的妻子，他们差不多都在五十出头这个年纪，他们听了福音，他们就信了主。
His wife and him actually received the gospel and believed God in his fifties.
在周二，在前一个周末的时候，我听弟兄姐妹跟我提到他的情形。
The weekend before last week, I hear some brother sister mention his condition.
特别医生说他在世上的日子已经不多了。
And then the doctor mentioned that he has not much days left.
他有一个心愿，他愿意借着受浸来为主做一个美好的见证。
He has this hot desire to testify God before he died.
所以礼拜二我就计划去看望他，和他谈话。
So I plan to visit him this Tuesday.
主面前祷告寻求的时候，我在求问主说，我要用什么话来鼓励他，来安慰他。
As I pray and I seek before the Lord, what words you will give me to comfort this brother?
主就给我以赛亚书五十三章的一段话。
Lord give me Isaiah 52. 53.
这段经文是弟兄姐妹也都相当熟悉的。
We all very familiar with these verses.
我们就从第三节。第三节读到第六节好了。
From verse 3 to 6.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, and it were our face from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负痛苦，我们却以为他受罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
弟兄姐妹，这里告诉我们说，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And here it mentioned that the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all.
所以当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When the Lord was crucified,
神就将我们所有人的罪孽都归在他身上。
The Lord has laid on him all.
公义的神对罪，他必须要施行审判。
And righteous God must judge the sin.
我们身上每一个罪，
Every single sin.
我们所知道的，我们所不知道的，
Known and unknown.
我们知道的都在神的面光中。
It's all in the light of God's presence.
而神将我们所有的罪孽，所有的过犯，都归在主耶稣的身上。
And then the God has laid on our Lord all the iniquities of us all.
就当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
Jesus was crucified,
神在那里审判了我们所有的过犯和罪孽。
God has judged all our sins and iniquities.
神将他对于我们一生所有的罪孽和过犯的愤怒都发尽了在他儿子身上。
God has laid all the wrath to our iniquities and then the sins upon laid all the iniquities upon his son.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
The chastisement for our peace on him.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And then by his stripes we are healed.
我将这段话语分享给这位癌末的弟兄。
I share these verses with this brother.
让他知道神已经赦免了我们所有的罪孽和过犯。
To let him know that God has forgiven all our iniquities.
都因着主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
It's all because Jesus was crucified on the cross.
叫我们这些信他的人。
So for those who believe him.
我们能够与神和好。
So we may reconcile with
God. 我们能够有那真平安。
So we may have a true peace.
我们能够回到神的里面。
We may return to God.
我们能够以神为我们的家。
We may consider God as our home.
我们感谢神，我们弟兄虽然在他地上最末了的日子里头。
In our brother's last days.
他认识了神。
He came to know God.
他认神的救恩。
He came to know the salvation of God.
他也重新相信接受。
And his heart, he believed and received.
弟兄姐妹，弟兄虽然用他很微弱的声音，他告诉我们说，他里面有真平安。
And then even the brother told us with his very soft voice that he has received the true peace.
他知道他已经回到神里面。
He knew that he has already returned to God.
他也知道他要归到神那里。
And he will return to God.
感谢主啊！礼拜四的中午，我们有几位弟兄姐妹就为他施了浸。
And thank Lord, last Thursday noon time, and then several brothers and sisters baptized him.
这是神成全了他的心愿。
God accomplished his will.
因为在施浸之前，教会为他迫切的祷告。
Because the church interceded earnestly for him before the baptism.
盼望他要受浸的时候，他是清醒的。
I'm hoping that while he was baptized, he was in his mind.
Conscious.、
Yeah. He was conscious.
感谢神，在受浸的小时的时间当中，他与我们一同唱诗歌。
Thank Lord during the half.30 minutes of the baptism, he was singing the psalms with us.
他用微弱声音唱着爱救了我。
And he sang that love saved me.
当我们在那里祷告的时候，他也能够阿门。
And as we pray, he say amen.
当我们为他施浸的时候，他说感谢神救了我。
And as we baptized him, he told us that thank Lord to save me.
当受浸完，我们回去没多久。
And soon after the baptism.
姐妹，她的姐妹就发短信给我们其中一个姐妹说，她又陷入昏迷了。
We received a message from his sister that he was in coma, unconscious.
Yeah, 现在在 ICU 的里头。
And he was hospitalized in ICU.
弟兄们，所以我们感谢我们的神。
We thank Lord.
我们这弟兄他再不久他要神所为他预备的天家。
And we know that our brother will soon return to the home that God prepared for him.
但我们知道，在那个时刻之前
，But before that moment，
我们弟兄他已经回到神里面。
Actually, our brother has already returned to God.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们今天在地上生活的时候。
As we live in this world，
我们不是等着将来我们才回到那美好的家乡。
We don't wait till the future when we return back to home。
弟兄姐妹，今天我们就应当要回到神的里面。
And today we ought to return back home, back to God。
而我们在世上的生活才能够显明我们是寄居的，是客旅。
So the life in this world can testify that we are just strangers and a pilgrim。
所以这里诗篇啊、这篇诗篇的后面啊、就。摩西他就有四个祈求。
And then in the later verse of the Psalms, Moses had four pleads.
他也有中文哈，也讲到有四个愿。
And also four desires.
所以这里看见，这是摩西在神面前，他因着认识神是永远的神，他也认识我们人生在神面前的一生是何等的短暂，他有这样的一个祷告。
It's all because Moses came to know that Lord is everlasting Lord, and then our life is very temporary. Then he has such a pleas and desires.
所以呢，我就把这后面这四个求和四个愿呢，我把它归纳成两点。
And then I summarize all this four pleas and desires into two points.
第十二节这边告诉我们说，摩西说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
In verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days."
第十六节这边，他这个第一个愿，他说：“愿你的作为向你仆人显现。”
The first desire in verse 16, it says, "Let your work appear to your servants."
弟兄姐妹，这里告诉我们，神求神来指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
And here it mentioned that let the Lord teach us number our days.
这首诗这篇诗篇告诉我们说。他说我们一生呢年日呢是70岁，若是强壮可以活到80岁。
And this psalm told us that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years.
那我们怎么算我们的日子呢？
How we number our days?
是不是说我今年是50岁？
And is it being that this year I turn 50 years?
我现在50哈。
I'm
所以我算一算，如果我一般的话呢，我还可以再活20年。
Perhaps I may live another 20 years.
如果我好好注意饮食，好好锻炼的话呢，我可以强壮一点，或许可以再活30年。
If I pay attention to my diet and exercise, I might live up to 80s.
那你们是不是这样子数算呢？
Is it the way how we number our days?
那不是的。
It's not.
这里我们看见啊，这个数算啊，需要求神来指教我们。
So here we need to ask God to teach us to number our days.
不是说我们的年啊跟这个70、80减一减还有多少日子。
It's not like we do a calculation, then we know how many days we have.
这里说到数算我们的日子，乃是说我们的日子是不是在神的里面是被神所数算的。
And it actually means that whether our days will be numbered by God.
弟兄姐妹，在我们蒙恩得救以前。
Before we saved,
我们在世上或许也过得轰轰烈烈。
Maybe we had so much accomplishments.
但是无论我们在世上有多大的成就，在我们蒙恩得救以前，在我们认识神之前，那些日子基本上都不计算的。
No matter what, the days before our salvation, they all are not numbered by God.
我们知道，在圣经当中，《创世纪》第4、第5章那边有记了两个家谱。
We know that in Genesis chapter 4 and 5, it recorded two genealogies.
这两个家谱呢有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between those two genealogies?
一个家谱记得很简单。
One genealogy was very simple.
一个家谱记得比较详细。
And the other is more detailed.
一个是该隐的家谱。
It's the genealogy of Cain.
一个是赛特的家谱。
And the other is the genealogy of Seth.
我们知道赛特乃是取代亚伯。
We know that Seth is the one who replaced Abel.
为什么圣经记载这两个人的家谱是这样的不同呢？
Why Bible recorded those two genealogies so differently?
赛特的家谱为什么这么简单呢？
Why the genealogy of Cain?Was very simple.
啊，对对，那个该隐的家谱为什么这么简单呢？那是因为我们知道该隐他是一个不认识神的人。
Because we know that the Cain was the man that didn't know God.
他是一个跟神没有交通的人。
He had no fellowship with God.
所以我们看见他的家谱在神的面前呢是非常简略的。
So we see that his genealogy is very simple.
是不蒙数算的。
And it's not numbered by God.
而我们看见赛特的家谱。
As we see the genealogy of Seth,
一代一代记得非常清楚。
One generation to next generation is very detailed.
乃是说出了赛特是代表了亚伯。
It speaks that actually the Seth is replaced Abel.
亚伯是一个认识神的人。
Abel is the person of God.
亚伯是一个与神有交通的人。
Fellowship with God.
所以他的在神面前，他的年日，他的后代的年日是被神所数算的。
All the days of his
所以我们看见在我们蒙恩得救之前
say,
无论我们在世上多么成功
no matter, we are successful,
我们的日子在神面前都不被数算
all our days will not be remembered.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有听过我说过那个魏弟兄
I don't know whether you hear my sharing brother Wei.
我据我知道魏弟兄和江主席啊，他们两个是同学
I know that brother Wei Was
都是上海交大的，不是 classmate， schoolmate。
schoolmate，
因为他们是住在同个宿舍里头的。所以当老到晚年的时候呢，那个魏弟兄有一次看电视，哎，认识，哎，这个人我认识。
And then when brother Wei saw the TV and then recognized President Jiang。
他以前在上海交大是住在宿舍里头的。然后他孩子才知道说，哦，原来魏立兄跟那个江主席他们还曾经是同学过。
And that's how we know that they were schoolmates.
当后来我们知道这件事情以后，
after we knew this,
我们就思想这两个人，
we were thinking about those two persons,
他们在世上的年日。
And all of their days.
好，有一个呢，我相信江主席在世人当中啊是非常被纪念的。
I believe President Jiang is a very
可能他一生的年日啊，有不少事情都是被国家历史所记下来的。而我们的魏弟兄呢，
However, our brother Wei,
可能是鲜为人知。
And then, few people knew.
但他的一生在神的面前却是被神所数算的。
All of his lives will be numbered by God.
兄姐妹，我们需要神赐给我们有智慧的心。叫我们知道我们的日子在神的面前是不是他所数算的。我们知道当神将他的百姓以色列人从埃及地领出来之后，那是不是他们离开埃及之后，他们所有的日子都是被神所数算的呢？就像我们是不是我们蒙恩得救以后，我们所有的日子神都数算呢？
Is it true that after we saved, all our days will be numbered by God?
弟兄姐妹，没有的。
It's not.
我们知道原本以色列人他们应该经过不到两年的路程就可以进到神所应许他们的迦南美地。
It shouldn't take no more than two years to enter into promised land.
但是他们因着不信神，
Because of their unbelief.
他们因着悖逆神，
Because of their disobedience.
他们在旷野中仍然在那里暗暗的偷偷的在那里拜偶像。不仅如此，他们虽然人已经离开了埃及，但是我们看见仍然以埃及为他们的家，因为他们心还是惦记着埃及的韭菜黄瓜，所以他们在那里拜偶像， 他们在那里发怨言。
They grumbled.
结果原本两年不到的路程，他们在旷野里头漂流了四十年之久。
They actually wandering in the wilderness for almost 40 years.
也就是说，他们在旷野漂流那四十年的里头。有三十八年多的时间是不被神所数算的。为什么呢？因为他们没有以神为家。他就成为一般在旷野漂流的人。弟兄妹，今天如果我们没有以神为家，我们在这样一个大而可畏的世界里头生活，我们可不可能也成为一般漂流的人呢？
Is it possible that we also become the people who wandering?
弟兄姐妹，我们有几个三十八年？
How many 38 years we have?
我们有几个三十八年能够在那里旷废呢？
How many 38 years to waste?
弟兄姐妹，愿我们今天能够求神赐给我们有一颗智慧的心。
We ask God to give us the heart of wisdom.
求神指教我们如何数算我们的日子。唯有当我们住在神里面的日子才是蒙神所计算的。
Only the days in God can be numbered.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们都能够记住这件事。
I desire all the brothers and sisters remember this.
我们的日子要蒙神所数算。
Our days need to be numbered by God.
在旷野漂流。
We were wandering in the wilderness.
一漂流三十八年过去了。
For 38 years.
那一代人都在旷野里头倒闭了。
All these generations died.
到了他们下一代才能够进到神所应许的迦南美。
The next generation was able into the promised land. Was able to enter into the promised land.
所以盼望在我们这样到了一个岁末年初的时候。
As we enter into the new year.
在我们要往前跟随主的时候，
As we follow the Lord and then go forward，
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们都能够来学习如何数算我们的日子。
I desire all of us may learn how to number our days。
我们在地上的日子不是每一天都是能够被神所数算。
Not every single day in this world can be numbered。
我们必须要住在神里面。
We must dwell in God.
我们必须要常常回到神里面。
We must constantly return to God.
我们必须要照着恩膏的教训住在主的里面。
We must live in God according to our anointed.
这就说到第二方面，就讲到说第十六节说，愿你的作为仆人显现。
It speaks of the second aspect. It's verse 16. Let your works appear to your servants.
我们在世的日子如何能够被神数算呢？
How our days.Can be numbered by God.
这边说到第二方面，我们乃是要做神所做的工。
The second aspect speaks of, speaks that we need to do the works of God.
我们要认识神的作为。
We need to come to know the works of God.
好叫我们能够做神所做的事。
So we may do the things that God wants us to do.
我就换一个方式来说，就是我们要与神同工。
In other words, we need to work with God.
当我们与神同工的时候，
As we work with God,
我们手中的工作就是神自己的工作。
The works in our hands will be the works of God.
所以摩西在最末了的时候，他就有这样一个祷告说：“愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。”
And the last verses of this psalm, Moses prayed that as the work of our hands for us, yes, probably works.Of our hands.
很多时候我们常常这样祷告。
We often pray like this.
比方说我是做计算机工作的。
For example, I'm the computer major.
哎呀，工作碰到难处了。
I encounter some difficulties.
公司里头要裁员了。
And then they're cut out, there's some layoffs.
对，我们也祷告神说。
We pray to God.
主啊，你保守我的工作。
And keep my job.
主啊，你建立我的工作。
Establish my work.
你叫我的手中的工作呢，啊，能够被你保守。
So that keep the works of my hand.
弟兄姐妹，这里不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean this.
因为我们在世上的工作需不需要？是需要的。
Yes, we truly need the job to do for living.
但是我们在世上的工作不过都是暂时。
But all these works are just temporary.
这里所说的我们手中的工作乃是指着神所做的那个工作。
And here, the works of our hands refers to the works of God.
因为我们是与神同工的。
Because we work with God.
那神的工作是什么呢？
What is the work of God?
这里告诉我们说乃是要叫神的荣耀叫神的荣美归在我们身上。
And here it actually mentioned that let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us.
也是说愿神的荣耀能够从我们身上能够显明。
In other words, allow the glory of God be manifested through us.
所以这里就让我们看见神他要做一个工作。
And here it shows that the Lord wanted to do one thing.
他不仅借着他儿子的血洗净我们的罪孽。
Not only through the blood of his son cleanse all our iniquities.
他不仅因着他儿子的血赦免我们一切的过犯。
And forgive all our sins.
他更是要将他自己的荣美成就成形在我们身上。
And he actually will put the beauty of the Lord our God upon us.
那我们一起读一下罗马书第八章。
Let's read Romans chapter 8 together.
这也是我们都相当熟悉的。
We're all very familiar with this.
罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们读第二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八读到十。
Till 30.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人，又招他们来。所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
弟兄姐妹，我们就是神他按他自己旨意所招的人。
And we all the people who are called according to his own purpose.
因为他预先知道了我们。
Because he predestined.
在创世以先，神在基督耶就已经拣选了我们。
Because he already foreknew us before before the foundation, he already chose us in Jesus.
所以他在我们这些他预先所知道的人身上。
And then for those whom he foreknew,
他就定下了一个旨意。
He predestined.
就是要叫我们效法他儿子的模样。
So that we may be conformed to the image of his son.
也就是说要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
So to mold us into the image of his son.
就叫神性情一切的荣美能够在我们身上能够成形。
So all the virtues and beauties of his son may be matured in us.
叫神的荣耀能够在我们身上能够得着彰显。
So the glory of God may be manifested through us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神今天在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of God.
我们若不明白这件事情
If we don't understand this,
我们在世上很可能就在那里漂流
And most likely we were wandering in this world
这感谢神他愿意将他的心向我们显明
Thank God he's willing to reveal his us
所以 这里借着保罗 借着基呢就告诉了我们
And here through Moses it tells us
所以摩西在神的面前就有这样的一个祷告有这样的一个祈求
So Moses had such a prayer and plead
他愿神的荣美能够成就在他们身上
And let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us.
能够归在我们身上
能够 be upon us.
所以刚刚罗马书第八章告诉我们那个秘诀在哪里
And then here, the Roman chapter 8 just told us the secret.
因为我相信在我们当中的弟兄姐妹们
I believe the brother sister among us.
我们都知道神在我们身上拯救我们的心意。
We all know purpose of God's salvation.
就神要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
And God wants to mold us into the image of His Son.
神要叫他的美德能够成形在我们身上。
The virtues and beauties will be formed in us.
这些我们都知道。
We all know.
或许弟兄姐妹，我们也都尝试过。
Perhaps we have all tried.
实在是在神的面前，我们在一个心愿说，神的荣美能够归身上。
We might have a hot desire that the Lord may your virtues and beauties be upon me.
但经过一段年日之后
But after some years,
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们也会有一种感觉。
We all feel like.
我们会说这太难了。
It's very difficult.
十字架在我们身上的工作实在是太难了。
The works of the cross on us is very difficult.
我们也不得不承认说，谁要把我们磨成他儿子的形象，这件事情实在是太难了。
We have to admit that this thing that God wanted to transform us into the image of His Son is very difficult.
似乎是不可能。
It seems like it's impossible.
那感谢神，主的话说，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
But thank Lord, the word of Lord reminded us that with man it's impossible, but with God all things aren't possible.
所以我们感谢主，在诗篇末了告诉我们。
Thank Lord in the last few verses of the psalm.
就是要将神的荣美归在我们身上，这件事情是神的工，不是我们的工作。
To put the beauty of the Lord upon us is the work of God. It's not our work.
同姐妹，如果是你我的工作的话，我想我们早就投降，早就放弃了。
If it's your and my work, we already give up.
但感谢神，这是神的工作。
But thank Lord, this is the work of God.
我们有一天能够被磨成主耶稣的形象，这是神所要做的事。
And then one day.If we can be transformed into the image of His Son, and this is actually the work of God.
而我们的部分是什么？我们的责任是什么呢？
And our responsibilities.
我们愿意答应神他的呼召。
Aren't to obey and then agree to the calling of the Lord.
我们愿意配合神在我们身上所要成就的工作。
To cooperate with God and allow God to accomplish His will in us.
我们顺服圣灵。
We obey to the Holy Spirit.
我们将自己奉献给主。
We consecrate ourselves.
让圣灵借着万事来为我们效力。
And then allow the Holy Spirit to make things work together for good for to us.
姐妹，你知道为什么在我们蒙恩得救之后
？You know, after we received grace.
当我们信主之后
，After we believed.
我们还遭遇到各种各样的事吗
？And why we still encounter so many difficulties?
这前面啊，摩西还提到，他说我们在世上啊，仍然有受苦的日子。
And in verse 15, Moses also mentioned that in this world, we still have the days in which we, you have afflicted us.
就是在我们信主之后，我们仍然有遭难的年岁。
And that after we saved by grace, we still have the days in which we have been afflicted.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们感谢神，我们如今知道了。
And thank Lord, now we know.
因为神要叫万事来为我们效力。
Because God would make all things work together.
我们所受的每一个苦。
Every single difficulty.
我们所遭遇的每一个患难。
All the sufferings.
神都能够来为我们效力。
And then will work for good to us.
叫他的荣耀能够成形在我们身上。
So His beauty will be upon us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神的面前，我们还要有这样一个。
So before God, with such prayer.
求神叫我们早早保得他的慈爱。
May Lord, let us to enjoy all His loving kindness.
因为万事要为什么样的人效力呢？
Because all things work together, for good to whom?
乃是为那些爱神的人。
And to those who love Lord.
只要我们心里头爱我们的神。
As long as our heart loves God,
我们就愿意降服在神大能所安排的一切的环境里头。
We are willing to submit ourselves to all the circumstances God arranged.
圣灵就能够借着我们周围所有的环境、所有的人事物来为我们效力。
So a Holy Spirit is able to work all things together for good to us.
包括你公司的老板。
And then including your boss.
包括你周围的同事。
Your co-workers.
包括你家里的配偶。
Your spouses.
甚至包括你那叛逆的孩子。
Or your rebellious child.
在聚会中的弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters in the gathering.
神把这一切的人事物来为我们。
God will make all these things work together.
他来成就他的工作。
To accomplish His work.
他来成就他的心意。
His will.
将他的荣耀，将他的荣美制作在我们身上。
And then to form His beauties on us.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主。
We thank Lord.
每一个主日，我们能够一同来到饼杯面前，来纪念我们的主。
Every Sunday, we may come to the table to remember our Lord.
借着纪念我们的主。
Through the remembrance.
就叫我们能够早早保得神的慈爱。
So we may enjoy all the fullness of His love.
叫主那得胜的爱。
And allow His victorious love.
叫主那不改变的爱。
And never changing love.
叫主那个完全的爱。
To the full love.
能够一直的激励着我们。
And continue compel us.
在我们里面来。 来为我们效力
，to work for us，
然后再配合神所量给我们所有的环境
，work along with all the circumstances。
我们看见神的荣美就要归在我们身上
，so that the beauty of the Lord may be upon us。
这世上的年日里头
，so all these days in this world，
我们能够欢呼。
We may rejoice and be glad.
就是在受苦遭难的时候
Even in the days of affliction,
我们仍然能够感谢赞美我们的神
We may still sing praise and thanks.
因为他在我们身上所成就的是何等荣耀的一个心意
For such a glorious purpose that he has accomplished in us.
并在这样一个今年的末了的时候
I hope at the end of the year,
因为借着这一篇诗篇与弟兄姐妹一同共勉
Through this psalms, we exhort each other.
求主指教我们来数算我们的日子
May Lord teach us to number our days
叫我们能够常常的回到他里面
So we may constantly return back to Lord
能够住到他里面
Dwell in him
我们的心思我们的意志我们常常跟主是有一个很亲密的 交通
Our thoughts are our mind constantly have a fellowship with Lord
只有住在神里面的日子才是蒙神所数算
Only the days that in the Lord can be numbered
求主也让我们能够明白他在我们身上所要成就的何等荣耀的一个计划。
May Lord also cause us understand how glorious a purpose He will accomplish in us.
叫我们因着他的爱在里面来激励我们。
Because of the love that compelling us.
叫我们能够在各样的环境里头，我们愿意顺服。
In all the circumstances, we are willing to obey.
我们愿意按着恩膏的教训。
According to the anointing, teaching of the anointing.
我们愿意舍己背起十字架来跟从我们的主。
To deny ourselves and follow the Lord, carry the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们也可以像摩西有这样的祷告。
We may also have the same prayer like Moses.
愿神来坚定、坚立我们手中的工作。
May Lord establish the work of our hand.
因为我们乃是与神同工的。
Because we co-work with God.
我们愿意配合神在我们身上一切的作为。
We are willing to cooperate with God.
好像他的荣美早日的成型在我们身上。
Allow the beauty of the Lord be upon us early.
那我们一起低头再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢我们。